Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. You can read, listen, ask questions, watch. We have a video there, brand new video up this week. So check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And we have a poll question on the homepage, too. We'd like to know what you think about a different issue every week. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Tom Taramina is our guest, folks. He was a 14-year veteran with NASA. He was on the job the moment that Apollo 13 said, "Houston, we have a problem." You remember some of you, most of you, many of you will remember that was the Apollo mission that almost didn't get back from the moon. But thanks to people like Tom and his peers there at NASA, they got him back okay. Failure was not an option, as they said. He's the author of Foreseeable Risk. This is one of his many books. He's a forensic business pathologist. Tom, tell us what that means.
Well, businesses, I've learned, and I've worked with more than 600 companies, so I'm really blessed with having a good perspective of what happens in business. Companies are living organisms. There's something, the metaphor between our body and the body of a business is just too striking to ignore. So forensic business pathology, in the legal sense, I spend a lot of time as an expert witness, unfortunately, is looking at the operations, process, and leadership of businesses to see where they failed, because that's predominantly what happens these days is there's a failure. On the proactive side, I try to help business leaders look at their companies, take a deep breath, see what they're doing, and take risk out of their business. Not avoid it. Take it out of their business while making their customers just thrilled happy with their product or service and making them very wealthy from success.
When you say risk and taking it out, give us an example of what kind of risk you would eliminate from a business.
Okay, if you're building a product, every day, everybody that touches that product has an opportunity to build a defect into it. We become oblivious to those things because we're building the same product every day. We're doing the same processes every day. And we never stop and look and say, what just happened? We just hired a new guy. We got a new supplier. We changed a component out. What was the impact on the overall safety and reliability of our product? It's just not done. There's no time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yet there's time to defend yourself in a lawsuit when your toaster burns up, burns up, kills a family.
Well, I see. This is what I talk about with small business owners in my rudimentary attempt to talk about the quality process, Tom. Which is what you're talking about basically is the quality process, and I try
to label.
Well, I see in their case, for most small business owners, most small business owners are not making toasters, but they are serving customers, and the risk for them is not so much a defective part as it is a defective process that causes them to be less than profitable and the customer not to be served because they confuse quality service with the quality process.
You know, I walked into a coffee shop not too long ago in downtown where I live, and the sidewalk was icy out in front of the shop, and I mentioned it to the owner, and he looked at me and he said, "Well, that's the landlord's problem." And I just looked at him and I said, "Are you kidding? One of your clients falls on the sidewalk, he's going to sue you." "Oh no, it's the landlord." So, Foreseeable Risk, the name of the book, is
right. Us
understanding what we can see. We couldn't see the Apollo 1 fire because the technology was too new. Apollo 13, at the end of the day, was foreseeable risk.
Mm-hmm.
There were things that came together that were predictable that caused that explosion.
Hmm. Well,
explosion...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, the explosion is waiting to happen, and I'd be conservative saying 90% of the small businesses in our country.
Well, the reason, but again, one of the things I want to make sure that, we understand is that folks, when Tom's talking about risk, you know, the ultimate risk was like an example of Apollo 13. A smaller risk was an example like with the coffee shop. But you're risking profitability and maybe ultimate success every day if you're not following the some of the processes that are really easy to follow, that Tom teaches, that he talks about, he writes about, that we've talked about here on this show, the quality process of making a delivery right the first time so that you don't have to come back and prove how great you are at customer service when you have to fix it. Why not just do it right the first time? And that saves a lot of problems.
Exactly right. And why, you know, I hear people brag about their customer service and their warranty service, and a local car dealer showed me their enormous service bay, and my question was, why?
Uh-huh.
Why do you need all of that?
Mm-hmm.
If your product or service is going out the door right the first time, you should have just one half of a person taking phone calls for people that want to know how to calibrate my thermometer.
Right, right. That's exactly right. Tom, I want to thank you. We got to wrap it up. Before we go, can you give us your website, please?
It was rocketscience.com.
Rocket Science.
It was Rocket Science.
I'm sorry, say the whole thing again.
It was rocketscience.com.
Okay. It was rocketscience.com. That's Tom Terramina's website, folks. The book is called Foreseeable Risk. Tom, will you come back again? You got a lot more to teach us.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Tom Terramina, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.